Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a very contentious and very long 13-hour day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump, a second day will begin this afternoon. President Trump himself is still in Davos, Switzerland, where he did tell reporters of the entire impeachment process.
But this is the greatest witch hunt. This started from the day I came down with the future First Lady. The day we came down the escalator, this started.
Today is the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion, and President Trump has proclaimed the day National Sanctity of Human Life Day, saying there is more to be done to reduce abortions. This year's March and Rally for Life in the nation's capital, not being held on this anniversary, but instead it will be held on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
President Trump says the U.S. economy will soon start getting benefits from the recently signed Phase 1 trade deal with China. He spoke at the end of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
It's already started to a certain extent. China is going to be purchasing more than $250 billion worth of goods from our country. That's massive.
Several more nations could land on President Trump's travel ban. While the list isn't final, it's said to include Belarus, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania, among others. The proposal would not necessarily ban travel for residents of those nations, but would put in place tougher immigration restrictions. Saudi Arabia is denying hacking Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' phone. During a call with the Crown Prince, The Guardian had reported that an encrypted message on WhatsApp from Mohammed bin Salman in 2018 was believed to have included a malicious file that infiltrated Bezos' phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A man from Washington State diagnosed with the deadly coronavirus, which is spreading quickly from China. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The first case of a deadly virus that has sickened hundreds in China and elsewhere has now been found in the United States. More airports will now be screening passengers who are on flights from China, including O'Hare. Chicago Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Allison Arwadi, says her department is ready to help.
If they had travel that originated in Wuhan and there's any concern that they have a cough or a fever, even a low amount of suspicion, we would divert them from their travel and they would be transported securely, not through the general airport, to a hospital.
Legendary Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility.
You're never thinking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game, and I was speechless.
Jeter speaking there to MLB Network. Also inducted this year will be Larry Walker in his 10th and final year of eligibility. and the family of Monty Python troupe member and comedian Terry Jones has confirmed that Jones has passed away at 77. They say he died with his wife by his side at their home in North London last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us because we got James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, legal and political analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm in Vegas. We're here for the SHOT Show. We're having a great time here. I mean, 16 acres of everything that has to do with the Second Amendment. It is unflippin' believable, James. I'm telling you.
It's wonderful. At a time when our Second Amendment rights are under assault like never before, what we've seen going on in certain states, particularly Virginia.
Right.
Where, if anyone had any doubts that the left wants to take away all of your firearm rights, all they have to do is look at the proposals that have been happening in blue states. And that's wonderful that a group of people who care not only about defense, family defense, individual defense, but the real reason for the Second Amendment, which is deterrence, against the government engaging in acts against its people, which is what the Founding Fathers wrote about, talked about, and that's why they had, that's why it's second, it has its own amendment,
yes.
Second, as Dave Chappelle said, in case the first one doesn't work out, we have a second.
Very, very well said. And I'm going to tell you, my takeaway here, James, is that when you consider what these states are doing, you know, what these Democratic states, because they're democratically controlled, what they're doing is they're basically looking at Americans like they're three-year-olds, that they're irresponsible, that they don't know what to do about gun safety. And they are so disconnected from the level of responsible consciousness of gun owners. I mean, it is, they know what they hold in their hands. It is a respected instrument. It is not something that you just wave in the air and fire up, you know, fire rounds up in the air because it's the 4th of July. I mean, you know, these are people that, you know, that anybody who is a concealed carry owner or somebody that does it for, you know, for sport and gaming and competition and fun, they respect what's coming out the barrel of that gun, and they know that whatever comes out that gun, that's, they own it. And so there is a higher level of respect than what the media is reporting. And even in, you know, leading up to Virginia and how they tried to present this, like Northern was trying to act like all of a sudden the vigilantes were going to come to downtown, you know, jump off their horses and start firing bullets all over the place. I mean, how idiotic is that?
No, it is. And look, it's empirically proven that when people have Second Amendment gun rights in communities and they exercise those rights, crime goes down.
Exactly.
And there are, you know, all the nightmares that the gun lobby talk about, the misuse of firearms, do not happen when responsible citizens have the firearms. And we all know how well laws work to keep criminals from illegal substances. I mean, we've had a war against drugs for decades, and it hasn't stopped criminals engaging in the black market on drugs. And it's not going to stop criminals who engage in the black market on firearms.
Mm-hmm.
The gangs will get the firearms, the criminals will get the firearms, but the citizens won't.
Exactly.
And that is a terrible outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one that these really power-seeking politicians don't seem to care about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about much anything to do with the welfare of citizens. So it's it's just wonderful to see when citizens get together. And I've been to not something that large, but I've been to gun shows, so-called mm-hmm. gun shows, the gun
right.
loophole.
Right.
And we have a long tradition in America that goes back generations, where the first lessons on firearm ownership are taught by families.
Exactly.
Are taught by families mm-hmm. to their children, starting with a BB gun, graduating to a .22 rifle, maybe some .22 pistols, and moving on from there. Because it's a firearm is a necessary tool for anybody that's engaged in farming or ranching. You know, they always have to have a certain number of what are known as varmint guns, and because they're
those pesky varmints, you got to keep them under control.
That's
they
right.
get it.
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Well, you know,
but,
getting back to what you were saying earlier, though, James, about the way this has been framed, how the media's handled it, those on the left. This has to do with your main topic that you're writing about, and that is the propaganda machine of the Democratic Party. I mean, this is a well-versed, well-practiced propaganda effort that they've put out there, and people need to be aware of what's going on, this idea of projection and so on.
Well, yeah, and here's the interesting technique that I have detected from the Democrats, and it relates to human psychology, because look, Hitler and Goebbels talked about the big lie,
mm-hmm.
and that it was a propaganda technique, telling a lie that is so big,
yes.
it's so audacious, that it short-circuits the normal psychological defenses that we have to untruths, and it passes by. And what they said is, if you tell a lie big enough and audacious enough and repeat it, the masses will believe it. And of course, it worked in the case of Hitler and Goebbels. But what the Democrats have done is they've added another psychological concept, cognitive dissonance, which also shocks our normal defenses. You know, if somebody reverses themselves 180 degrees, that's a shocking thing. It should be for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and if they do it once, you know, it could be an error. It could be just someone who doesn't care. But if they do it over and over again, I'm just going to give you a few examples. And just in relation to the impeachment,
mm-hmm.
if you recall, Nancy Pelosi led this, but we had a number of Democrat leaders who said, we will not engage in a divisive impeachment. Impeachment must be bipartisan. They said it over and over.
Exactly.
Then all of a sudden they vote on impeachment inquiry, not a single Republican, and then they end up passing articles of impeachment, not a single Republican. That is called a 180-degree turn. Well, that's just one. Remember how Nancy Pelosi said, we're in a hurry, we got to hurry up, it's a clear and present danger, we got to get this president out.
Exactly.
We've got to get him out now, so we don't have time to wait for the courts, we don't have time to wait for anything, we've got to pass those articles. And once they passed the articles, Nancy Pelosi said, I'm putting out the brakes. I'm going to wait a month.
Right.
That is cognitive dissonance. That's a total reversal. But wait, let me add another one. Impeachment is prayerful. Impeachment is somber. Impeachment is serious. I'm going to dress in black. We're going to have a funeral procession. But once we deliver the article, we're going to party. We're going to pass out pens. We're going to go on Bill Maher's show and fist bump.
Exactly, and then I'm gonna dress in a peach colored outfit too. Hey, we've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support with and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like. like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you were saying, this cognitive dissonance, this is well practiced. I mean, the Democrats have been doing this for a long time. It's just amazing how they reverse course and the media continues to give them a pass. And this is where Donald Trump is right in indicting the media and even reasonable people now. Forget it. You know, you don't even have to respond to Donald Trump's tweets. I mean, you see it for yourself. It's just so obvious that the fake news has really abandoned their reason to be, and the significance and the role that they play, you know, on behalf of our culture to provide some sort of objectivity and vital news reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many people, Bill, have come up to me and asked me this question. They say, how stupid do they think we are?
Yes.
I mean, you know, the way the media and the Democrats treat the public is with this cynicism and with this disrespect for their cognitive abilities. But, you know, it's interesting, but they... Totalitarian dictators treat their citizens that way because they don't care whether you think that they're treating you bad or whether you're stupid or whatever. They just want to bombard you with this repetition. And that's where the media is really despicable. The same media that brought Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, yeah, exactly.
And brought the... you know, decline of the Electoral College, the popular vote for Hillary. It's just been one thing after another. Of course, the Russia collusion hoax. The media perpetuated it, and some of them are still doing it, and they're absolutely unapologetic. And that's
exactly
the amazing thing. I think people are looking at this media, looking at this Democratic Party, and they say, you know, it's like Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, at the beginning of his hearing, made up a conversation out of whole cloth.
Exactly.
You would think that someone would have some conscience, but they would be bothered by that.
Mm-hmm.
But when the media covers for him, he doesn't have conscience. He had the nerve to try to say that it was a joke, that it was a parody.
Yeah, right.
And he was just joking. Well, when did he stop joking? I don't
exactly
think.
Well, James, as a legal analyst, I mean, you've got attorneys involved. These are elected officials, and they're tainted by this, by what Adam Schiff did. I mean, to the point that does the bar not take note of this? I mean, for them to, you know, perpetrate this? Because you try to, even though in some sense it's not a totally justified legal proceeding, but these are officers of the court. Even though they're not directly involved with a court proceeding, isn't there some sort of, aren't there principles or some sort of legal guidelines that keep you from talking like that?
Yeah, I mean, there are. I mean, people would laugh if you say the term legal ethics. People laugh. Oh, that's an oxymoron. But you recall that Bill Clinton was stripped of his law license.
Exactly.
Other people have been stripped of their law license. That's a, you know, I mean, in a real just world, these people, I mean, Adam Schiff would be at least up and have hearings, have due process over the stuff he's done. But it brings up another example of cognitive dissonance. After the Democrats carried forth these hearings devoid of fairness, devoid of due process, they disallowed the president to call a single witness. Then when it's time for the Senate trial, they're out there squealing, we
witness
hearings. We want witnesses.
Yes, yes.
That is cognitive dissonance. They have no shame. They have no shame. It's obvious that at least Nadler against the Pelosi of the Democrat Party just operate on schemes. They're Machiavellian power seekers.
Yes.
And that's all.
Yep, exactly. And James, the media is complicit in all this. I mean, there is a reason for us to have a free and fair press. And, you know, we talk about the Second Amendment being targeted. And, you know, here the First Amendment is targeted at all levels. And the media is all participating in their own demise of a free and fair press.
Yeah, there's no question. There's a lot of factors involved in why at least portions of the media have been taken over, not just liberal like they always were. The media has always been liberal throughout my lifetime. But this is far more than liberal at MSNBC and CNN and many of the broadcast shows. It is far left wing.
Yeah.
I mean, the New York Times just recently endorsed a combination of Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren. Now, with the policies Elizabeth Warren has been championing, which are very close to Bernie Sanders,
yes.
How is it that the paper of record could endorse her, who has no relation whatsoever with the party of John F. Kennedy or Harry Truman? No way. Because the New York Times has no relation whatsoever with the party of John F. Kennedy.
Amen. Exactly.
Completely different.
Well, and that's the thing, again, as you and I have discussed before, James, is that the era of common sense and critical reasoning needs to return full force. And I believe it is. I believe that, you know, for the sake of our constitutional rights and the dream and vision and the ideal of what this great American idea is about, there is a majority of Americans who still believe in that. They're not willing to surrender it. But the thing is that they need to step up and understand that this is a fight. I mean, we've got to reclaim our rights. And we can be thankful, I think, in some regard, for the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders that are yelling, you know, socialism, and for our rights to be under attack, because that's what it takes. It takes that taking away of our rights for the people to stand up. This is why you see them coming out in record numbers in Virginia and these other states, and on top of that, the citizens are getting proactive in securing their rights by claiming sanctuary cities for gun rights, which I thought was quite novel.
Yes, it is novel. Kind of turnabout to using the techniques of the left on them.
Yeah.
The sanctuary cities and sanctuary states that have been violating federal law in terms of left issues. But you're right. People do get activated when they see this. And, you know, when you mention Bernie Sanders and his open policies, James O'Keefe exposed through his videos staffers of Bernie Sanders who just cavalierly said that Trump supporters should be sent to gulags, to re-education camps.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
To which somebody came up with a social media meme. So don't worry. Bernie says if you're sent to a gulag, you'll be supplied with free health care. Don't worry. So that's... Bernie is, poised to win some of these primaries. He is a possible Democrat nominee. It just that field is looking so forlorn. And that's, of course, why Michael Bloomberg, another enemy of the Second Amendment, has jumped in talking about spending his entire fortune. And that's a kind of a scary thing, because he has something tens of billions of dollars at his net worth. I don't know if he's liquid enough to spend that, but if he starts spending a few billion dollars, it could really sway the electorate.
Didn't serve Hillary Clinton very well, all things considered. She spent over $1 billion. Trump spent a fifth of that, right? James Hirsch, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst, right here on Bill Martinez Live. James, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you. Take care.
This report is sponsored by AstraZeneca. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in both men and women. This year alone, it's estimated over 200,000 adults in the U.S. will be diagnosed. But there's encouraging news for those patients diagnosed with a type of stage 4 lung cancer. Recent data show treatments for people with a form of stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, or NSCLC, may help them to live longer. Dr. Charu Agarwal, a lung cancer specialist with Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
Research on stage 4 lung cancer treatments has come a long way, and the latest shows promising results in prolonging the lives of those with stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, which can be detected through molecular or biomarker testing. This is why it is so important that a complete lung cancer diagnosis include tumor testing for patients with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer.
For more, please visit AstraZeneca-US.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a very contentious and very long 13-hour day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump, a second day will begin this afternoon. President Trump himself is still in Davos, Switzerland, where he did tell reporters of the entire impeachment process.
But this is the greatest witch hunt. This started from the day I came down with the future First Lady. The day we came down the escalator, this started.
Today is the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion, and President Trump has proclaimed the day National Sanctity of Human Life Day, saying there is more to be done to reduce abortions. This year's March and Rally for Life in the nation's capital, not being held on this anniversary, but instead it will be held on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we've got Alan Gottlieb with us. Alan, gosh, it's been a number of years since we've had a chance, but first time face-to-face. This is awesome to have you here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, it's great. It's good to be back with you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about, as the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, give us an update on what's been going on.
Well, our battlefront is on multiple levels. You know, we've had court battles, public opinion battles, legislative battles, battles in Congress, elections. So I guess let me start with the legal part of it. Second Amendment Foundation, right now we have about 30 cases in federal court defending gun rights, attacking anti-gun laws. Two of those cases have cert petitions before the United States Supreme Court right now. We're hoping they take those cases. One of them is out of California. That's your home state, right?
Well, used to be. I'm now based out of Florida. Concealed carry state. It's all good.
Good. That's really good. Well, in California, the case is known as Pena, and we're attacking the state law that has a handgun roster and basically micro-stamping provisions, which can't be put into effect. So no new handguns, semi-automatic handguns, can get sold in California.
Right.
So new guns with better safety features, you know, Californians can't get those. And so we're suing them in court. We're up to the U.S. Supreme Court with that one right now. And court battles have been going pretty well for us. We've been extending gun rights a lot, and of course, the foundation was extremely involved in both the Heller case and the Supreme Court where we won,
right.
And we brought the McDonald case out of Chicago, knocking out the Chicago gun ban, incorporating the Second Amendment through the 14th 14th Amendment, so it applies to all the states and cities across the country, which has opened the floodgates up for all of our other lawsuits. And so we've been very successful there. And of course, in Virginia, we just had that giant gun rights rally, which we didn't directly sponsor, but we did have a great mobile billboard truck with this 22,000 people there that said, "Become a Second Amendment First Responder."
Wow.
SAF.org. And it made a lot of national press and TV with our mobile billboard truck running around the rally in Richmond, Virginia. And of course, the elections coming up are extremely important because our freedom is always one election away from extinction.
Exactly, right.
And this is probably the most important election for gun rights in our history.
Well, and it has been interesting to see the pushback, the welcomed pushback by responsible gun owners, and what was demonstrated in Virginia was quite telling because the media, Michael Bloomberg, other antithetical forces, as you know, have been doing everything they can to push a narrative that's just false.
Yeah, well, Michael Bloomberg spent millions and millions of dollars in Virginia electing an anti-gun rights legislature so they could push these gun control proposals. And this rally, with the 22,000 people, is the biggest gun rights rally we've ever had anywhere in the country.
Mm, yes.
And I think we're going to see those numbers eclipsed with other ones coming up during this election cycle this year as well. But, Bloomberg and his billions of dollars has created a new twist in the whole battle for our gun rights. It's hard for us, groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, to be able to financially compete with that kind of money being spent. You know,
right.
It takes us months to raise a couple $100,000 to do something, you know, in a project for the spending gun rights.
Right.
Bloomberg just writes, you know, $1 million check in 2 seconds and gives it to an anti-gun group, and we're in trouble. We were playing catch-up a lot.
Right, exactly. Well, the gun right advocates, those of us who are Second Amendment citizens who understand it, have got to speak up. We've been quiet, and we've been overrun by the money of Bloomberg. But the fact of the matter is what's proven time and again, Alan, my background primarily has been not only in broadcasting, but in marketing. It's always the message, and the grassroots message of the Second Amendment and our U.S. Constitution is well-established, it's well-founded, the data is empirical, it's inarguable. We had Dr. John Lott here earlier, and we were talking to him, and he's just laying out the facts. They're irrefutable, but yet, you know, we get the false narrative that's put out there by the mainstream media with this agenda that wants to disarm Americans, and anywhere where we've seen the disarming in America and softening of targets, they become the most vulnerable.
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and we know that, but we also have to recognize we have enemies out there that, you know, want to take our freedoms away, and if we don't fight back, they win, and so
exactly.
We have to fight back. And the good news is, though, as I travel across the country and attend gun rights events all over, the attendance figures are way up, people are more engaged, involved, and are really going to be into this election cycle, and so I feel good about it.
And look what's happening with the female demographic. How many more women are becoming CCW carriers?
Oh, yeah, and not just CCW carriers, but also just buying, you know, handguns for self-protection.
Right.
This is, I mean, the majority of handguns being sold today in the United States are now going to women.
So what is that telling you?
It's telling me that our base is going to be increasing, and we're going to have more and more support for Second Amendment rights, because once you own a gun, you want to defend your right to keep it.
Exactly. And we reinforce the responsibility of gun owners. I mean, there, and this is something that is not, or I should say is underreported, and that is that gun owners know that what leaves that gun, they own. And with that gun ownership, this is why they continue to stay active, whether it's range training or ongoing, you know, just as a responsible citizen. It's not like we even need, you know, litigation or any kind of, not litigation, but any regulation to say that there needs to be continuing education. Gun owners know that.
They do. In fact, what's really interesting, what I love to point out, is gun owners' safety records with firearms are better than law enforcement's safety record with firearms. So the general public is pretty well trained and exercises their rights very responsibly.
Well, when people hear that number, would they say the reason that it is better is because, you know, you have less, you know, a lot less interaction in the general public versus law enforcement?
Well, I think what it really is that the general public, you know, firearms owners train more with their firearms and shoot more rounds a year at a gun range, you know, and take more safety training. You know, unfortunately, police departments with limited budgets only allow tell their police officers, you know, like sometimes one time a year on the range with, you know, 20 rounds of ammunition. So there's a budget constraints. So the average gun owner is probably better trained and has more practice, unfortunately, than our law enforcement does.
Now, you bring up a good point here, and I've heard about the budgetary restrictions in some of these communities where law enforcement cannot go to the range, and, you know, but like you say, a private citizen, that's part of their budget. They're at the range, they're training, they're staying on top of, you know, their Second Amendment right.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I think, quite honestly, gun owners in general, for public safety, have been able to save a lot of lives. John Lott points, as you said, you had him as guest, is the data showing how many more people use a gun to protect lives than criminals use guns to commit crimes. Mm-hmm. So it shows up in the data very strongly.
Well, we're seeing, you know, as you say, these soft, traditional soft targets like churches, where churches now are having CCW, you know, guards there, and not just police present, but also, you know, constituents, members of the church who were there, and we saw what happened in this recent church shooting.
Yeah, well, we're now seeing even with some range training where they take, you know, busloads of their parishioners to gun ranges in the evenings as a social event and to train with firearms, and that's a good sign.
And, of course, we've seen an increase in, you know, again, a hardening of the soft targets of schools around the country.
Yeah, more and more schools are getting, you know, civilian protection, more and more churches and places of worship. We realize, you know, nobody wants to be a target in a crazy man's shooting gallery.
Exactly.
And you know, being unarmed. And so what we're seeing is that lots and lots of more people are protecting themselves and their friends and family with firearms. And it's showing up in the data and in statistics for justifiable homicides as well, where people
exactly
use firearms to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're seeing that teachers are now, I think, what is it, 20 states now that are allowing teachers to carry?
Yes, they're licensed to carry to bring their firearms to school to protect themselves, their students, and fellow staff.
So what do you see coming in 2020? What's on the horizon from your purview, Alan?
Well, 2020 is an election year, and it's a big election cycle. And, of course, as you know, I'm sure your listeners know, every Democratic presidential candidate is trying to, you know, out-anti-gun the next one.
Exactly.
None of them are friends of the Second Amendment. It's really critical to get Trump reelected. You know, it's well over 150 judges that he's gotten appointed to federal courts, not just the U.S. Supreme Court, judges that support Second Amendment rights. That's about 25% of our federal judiciary. Another 4 years, and the court system will have judges in place who respect the Constitution and will protect our Second Amendment rights for decades and decades to come. So 2020 is a really important year.
Well, when you hear statements like from Beto O'Rourke and other Democrats just saying, hey, we're coming after your guns, I mean, it's a clear choice when it comes to the Second Amendment for this coming election.
Yeah.
Alan, where can they go for more information?
Best place is the Foundation's website at saf.org, samalphafrank.org.
Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real Milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about Milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's also great to be talking with the one and only Rachel Alexander from Stream.org. She's a senior editor there. Hey, Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be on.
Always good to have you here. A lot to talk about as the impeachment train is rolling along, and we're just going to have to be patient and let it play out the way it's going to play out, regardless of what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would want to happen. It's now turned over to the Senate. It's them to decide, and they've got control of the rules regardless of what they would want to say, or the media for that matter.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's in the Republicans' hands, and Democrats can cry and whine all they want, but they're not calling the shots. And so I think, as I predicted all along, that it's going to be relatively uneventful, and, the Senate's not going to convict him. And so, even though we're covering it every day, it's not like it's that big of a news.
Exactly. Well, and the sad part about all this is the damage that it is doing to the voter politic and the people at large, Rachel, because of the animus that's thrown about. There's no crime that we can talk about. If there was, there would be bipartisanship. The country would find a way to meet somewhere in the middle, but there's no middle ground here. It's the Democrats contriving a story because they do not want Donald Trump in the White House, and the mere thought of Donald Trump being in the White House after 2020 is beyond what they're brain can handle.
Yeah, they are going to do everything they can. And this impeachment, this is only one tack that they're going to take to get rid of him. I don't think we've seen the end of this. they're not going to just be happy with the election, because I think Trump's going to easily get reelected.
Yes.
So we're going to find new creative ways from them to get rid of him.
Yeah. And as you and I talked about before, this is really an extension of what we experienced with Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, they want to go in and approach it the same way. I mean, even though this is an impeachment process, it's very dynamic. I mean, to the point that, okay, we've got new evidence, and the reason that we waited was good that we waited for 4 weeks because we were able to come up with new evidence. Really? You're going to say Les Parnas is new evidence? I mean, like, that's credible?
Yeah, that's part of the ways that they're going to be creative, is they're going to be even more creative with the impeachment process. They're going to keep dredging up these new things that they didn't talk about before when it was, you know, impeachment talk and they had it in the House, and they're going to keep throwing these bombshells hoping something will stick.
Well, the bottom line, again, referring to Brett Kavanaugh, in my humble opinion and perspective here, Rachel, it is about Roe v. Wade. They are rallying their troops around there because they know Donald Trump another 4 years, and we're talking maybe two, possibly three more Supreme Court nominees that there's going to be from that list that's already been vetted. From a conservative perspective, they can't handle it. The threat of Roe v. Wade is something that they are fighting to the death over.
You know, I just read in John Merrick's latest column, he quoted you on that. Yeah, good job. And it's fascinating because I hadn't really thought about it that much, but you're absolutely right. For these Democrats, abortion is like their number one issue.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, that is the line for them, and they're willing to die on that beach. And regardless, and they'll take everybody with them to this cause. So they have no really, they're not concerned about the other 50% or the growing numbers of people who by experience have decided that abortion is not the right choice, and maybe even for them, but it's like, you know, and we're going to work through it as a country, and the discussion will continue, because after all, it was the Supreme Court, thank you very much, that really enacted this law. It's not even a law, it's a decision.
Well, and they're losing on the abortion issues. You know, the state legislatures all around the country are passing these laws, you know, that are getting rid of abortion clinics, and you know, we now have the technology, we can see more of the developing embryos and fetuses in the womb. So they're just barking up the wrong tree on that issue.
Well, the fact of the matter is I think they're underestimating the reason of women in general, and that is, they may talk about reproductive right, but we know that any right that exists cannot exist at the expense of another, and that's what abortion and this whole argument of abortion rights or reproductive rights. I mean, who's paying the price for that reproductive right? An unborn child? I mean, they know in their conscience that that's not, that evades all sorts of logic and reason. And by experience, they're also realizing, for the women who have gone along, and because the Supreme Court put its good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion, they've participated. And as you and I have discussed before, Rachel, these women are heartbroken till the day they die, realizing that they have, they have one less child in their life, and it was their decision, and they're not necessarily a celebrity, you know, in front of everybody saying, hey, look at, I think it was the smartest decision I made. Well, that's what she may feel right now in justifying, but I think there's going to be a moment of truth where she's going to have to reconcile it, like the many women who have had their moments of truth and have reconciled the pain of abortion.
Yeah, it's a double evil. It doesn't just, you know, kill the baby, but it hurts the mothers as well. I mean,
exactly.
How many women do you hear say, I don't regret my abortion? You know, it seems like we mostly only hear the ones that do regret their abortion. And, you know, we run at the stream lots of, you know, sad stories from these women who, they just can't get it out of their heads. It's going to follow them around the rest of their life. Where's the compassion for these women? I don't think their reproductive rights is about caring about women. You know, you're putting them in these horrible situations where they're going to feel guilty the rest of their life.
And what about the guys? More guys are starting to feel that as well, and rightfully so, because, you know, let's face it, you know, reproduction involves two people. I mean, we're just not, you know, we're just not doing this by ourselves. I mean, we're so silly. I mean, so the fathers, the would-be fathers, are realizing this. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned here, there was a director who is a director producer of the movie Roe v. Wade. I mean, we were in Nashville. No, I'm sorry, we were in Anaheim last year for NRB, and he told me, he goes, Bill, he says, my child would have been 23. And as tears are rolling down his face, this is from a man, okay? And so when sometimes, and you know, women, you know, refer to men as being so disassociated and hit and runners and all that kind of stuff, although that might partially be true, but that's not totally honest, because the fact of the matter is there are more and more men who are waking up and realizing, just like women, that I may have blown it. I made a mistake.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and maybe I shouldn't call it a double evil. Maybe I should call it a triple evil, because
yes,
it hurts the men, too. And, you know, I hear all these men who, you know, don't want their baby aborted, but they don't get any choice. And,
yes,
you know, I really like what the comedian Dave Chappelle said. He said, okay, well, if you're going to give women all the control over their reproductive system, then and the baby's life, then don't come after us for child support. Because you said it's all the women's responsibility.
Right, exactly. Well, you've written about Cheryl Atkinson, and this is coming around full circle, and this is something that needs to be looked at in this age of media bias and fake news that's gone on, and also the intrusion of the government, and that is that there's new persuasive evidence that the Obama administration spied on the investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson.
Yep. She has been saying now for several years that she thought that her phones and her computers were being monitored. She kept seeing funny things happening, and she filed a lawsuit over it, and it didn't get anywhere. But suddenly, a whistleblower from the Obama administration has come out and told her that he was one of the ones who spied on her, and it really is happened. It really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she has filed a new lawsuit, and she's also requesting to have her old lawsuit reinstated.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, the thing that was most amazing, and I think you wrote about this, was that she's sitting there in front of her computer, and suddenly stuff is, you know, evaporating right before her eyes. And, you know, and you're thinking, well, how does that happen? I mean, and the reach of the government is so powerful that they could, transmit some way of controlling her computer from miles away and erasing the data that she had on her computer.
Yeah, they were messing with her internet cables out in the internet box outside. They sent something to her over email that looked innocuous. She clicked on it, and that put the, you know, some of the spyware or whatever you want to call it, surveillance stuff on her computer. But it's just scary because they were looking at more than, you know, just one computer. It looked like they were tracking several of their computers at the family home, and also her BlackBerry. Whenever she would connect her BlackBerry to the computer, they could go through and take information off the BlackBerry, which they did.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing. And so keep us apprised, and we'll stay on top of that. The third thing I want to talk to you about is Festivus.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. We got about a minute and a half left. Tell us, Rand Paul's perspective on Festivus.
Yeah, he listed the worst government waste of 2019, and he's gone over and found, several hundred thousand dollars of just garbage. And some of it is, it's really insane. Like, almost $500,000 went to study the mating call of the male Tungara frog of Panama.
You see, this is what happens when it's other people's money. You know, and it's no wonder. Is it any wonder we're $23 trillion in debt and counting and going in the wrong direction on all this, Rachel?
And the sad thing is, this is only just a small drop in the bucket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We spend way more than that much money every year. This list covered $42 million, but we spent millions and millions more than that last year.
Yeah. Well, that's the sad part. I mean, we know that from the last Tom Coburn Wastebook report, there's $400 billion of duplicative waste. That's the top of the iceberg. I mean, the amount of waste that goes and is taking place in our government, that should be enough to activate the citizens of this country and say enough is enough. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream. Go to stream.org for more information. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.